We're in Siman Tov Nun Aleph, the Aloch of Kashering for Pesach. We are up to Siv Dalet, and that's what we're going to be doing. What we had thus far were the basic halachas of Haggalah. First of all, that any kalim that were used for chametz that you do not plan on using for Pesach, so the halacha was that they just have to be put away, locked up, and the key should be put away so that you don't accidentally use them on Pesach. With regard to kashering a keli that you do want to use, so we saw that ceramics, earthenware cannot be kashered. The only exception would be the case of returning something ceramic to the kiln, refiring it. Or a ceramic oven, a brick oven, that you can kosher so long as the fire is inside it. The reason is that really fire is the one way that you can kosher all ceramics, but unless it's an oven or unless you put it into a kiln, we're afraid that you, out of fear of breaking the keli, are not going to do it properly. All other kalim, so there it depends on how they are used. So far we had the case of knives that are used for cooked food. There the halach is that what they need is haggalah. Haggalah is you're using boiling water to kasher them. You put them into a pot of boiling water. Today we're getting into the halacha of libun, which is for kalim that are used on the fire itself, where they have to be put back on the fire to kasher them. Siv dalet kalim shemishtam shembehem al yedei ha'ur. Kalim that are used by fire, kagon shpudim va'askalos v'kayotze behem. These are things that are used to hold food over the fire. Tzrichim libun. The halach is that they have to be burnt out. They need libun. Now we find in the Rishonim that there are two different forms of libun. There is one form of libun whereby you put something on the fire until it actually glows. There's another form of it, in which case you do not get it that hot. But what happens is it gets hot enough for a piece of straw to burn as soon as it touches it. The two are called libun gomer and libun kal. One is called libun gomer, complete libun, and that is where it glows. And libun kal, where it's only kash nisraf bomi bachutz, where if you touched it on the outside, a piece of straw would burn. Now, there's another thing, and that is that we learn in the Gemara, the Mishnah Berurah brings this down, we learn in the Gemara that there is a difference between kashering something that was bolea iser as opposed to something that is bolea heter. In the case of something that is bolea iser, someone used treif in a keli, and it's the kind of keli that is used over the fire. There the halacha is that you've got to go and make it glow in order to kasher it. Then there's the case of something that is used over the fire but was used for heter, for example, for milchik, and now it wants to be used for fleishik. Now you want to use it for fleishik. The case of the Gemara is the case of kutshim, where it's going to be turned into nosar after whatever the zman is. Leftover kutshim becomes pasul. And it'll aser whatever food you cook in it later. Since the blia that you're talking about is a blia that is heter, the halacha is that even though it's used over the fire, hagola is sufficient. Anything that hagola is good for, the halacha is that libun kal is also good for. This is the way we paskan the halacha. Anything that needs libun, you need libun gomer. Something that doesn't need libun, haggalah is enough, libun kal would do it. The difference between the two would be the case of isura bala. If something was used for iser, you have to do libun gomer. If something is used for heter that's going to turn into iser, there it's enough to do libun kal. With regard to chametz, there is a machlokas what exactly the status of chametz is. At the time that you're kashering your kalim, it's not Pesach yet, and therefore the food is heter. Do we call that hetera bala, in which case all you need is libun kal, or do we call it isura bala? Because the truth of the matter is it's always chametz. It's just the halacha of chametz is that you can't eat it on Pesach. So once Pesach comes in, this food was always chametz. It's not like something happens to it. As a result of it, we have a machlokas. Does chametz need libun kal, the libun gomer, or is libun kal sufficient? So the Mechaber says, v'hal libun. This libun hu atshiu nitzotzis nitozen mehem. It has to be so hot that sparks are jumping off it. Hagah, says the Ramah, the Yeshma Kilim and Islabin Ad Kash, a Kash Nisraf Olov Mibachutz. And there are makilim if straw would burn on the outside. So the machaber essentially is paskening that chametz is isura bala, and therefore you need libun gomer, whereas the Ramah is bringing down the daya that it's hetera bala, and libun kal is sufficient. V'noagin kisvara rishona b'chol davar shedino b'libun. We are noig in like the first svara in anything that really needs libun. That means we go with the machaber, we hold that chametz is isura bala. Aval dover shedino bahagola, something that really only needs hagola because it was not used on the fire itself. It was used with liquid. It was used for cooking. Rak sheyeshbo stokim, but it's got grooves that may have dirt in them that you did not get clean. O shemachmirim lalabno, or it's the kind of thing that meikar adin doesn't need hechsher, and we're just machmir to be malabed. Sagi belibun kal kazeh. There, it would be sufficient to do libun kal. So, lahalacha, the halacha is that you're supposed to do libun gomer on anything that needs libun. Libun gomer is that it glows, that there are sparks jumping off it. Now, not only that, but the halacha is the Mishtabur brings down that bidyeved, if you used it on Pesach, something that needed libun, and you did not do libun gomer, or you only did hagala, the halacha is, if you used it on Pesach, it will aser the food. In a case of hefsid meruba, where it's a great loss of money, or menias simchas yantif, or this is your yantif food, and it was an ena ben yomo, so the Mishnah Berurah says there you are allowed to be mekel if all you did was hagala or libun kal for something that really needed libun gomer. Whereas, if you're talking about something that is only a chumra takash or something that really needs hagala, but there's a problem of a groove, their libun kal is sufficient to begin with. Next thing in the Ramah, chatsuva tzarech libun. Chatsuva was a tripod. It is the equivalent of our stove grates today. It was a tripod upon which you put a pot and underneath that you lit a fire. Says the Ramah, chatsuva needs libun. Now, this is a halacha just for Pesach, and it's a chumra of the Ramah. Mishnah Berurah speaks out. I mean, we use our stove grates for milchiks and fleishiks. The reason being, number one, it sits over the fire. The fire is burning it out before it is bolei anything. As well as, the halacha is that when you have two pots that touch each other, unless you have lots of liquid between them, we say that whatever is absorbed in one pot will not transfer to the other pot directly from one metal surface to another, from one dry surface to another, unless there's really lots of liquid that's connecting them. When you put a pot on the fire, it is metal sitting on top of a metal grate, so what's the problem? So all year long we're mekel, whereas for Pesach we are machmir, and we do libun. But the Mishnah Berurah says, number one, since this is Chumrah, we'd follow the Ramah's previous rule, Libun Kal is sufficient. So la halacha, the way you kosher your stove grates for Pesach is with Libun Kal. You get them so hot that a piece of straw would go brown. You can test it with one ply of a tissue. You touch it to it, and if it turns brown, you know it's burnt, and that's enough. Also, the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if someone did not kosher their stove grates for Pesach? B'di Yevet, it would not aser, because Mi'ikar Adin, we hold that it does not need hefsher altogether.